So I found out yesterday that I enjoyed walking around with my camera. It was a little, what's the word? Take some practice. Mm-hmm. You know how like athletes got to warm up? Mm-hmm. I definitely feel like, oh, there's like a warm up period before I feel comfortable making photographs, mm-hmm. especially when there's people involved, right?
Right.
It's like, am I going to speak with this person or is it straight up street photography? Oh, you know, that style of just take it and ask for permission later. Ethical stuff, man. Ethical. Yeah. But it was nice running into you.
Yeah, you also took pictures of me, and then after you asked.
That's true.
You just know.
I was practicing though. I was like, oh, I'll use Dov as a test subject.
I will say yes always. Take my picture.
Yeah, it was fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for you know, being yourself.
Of course. Thank you for wanting to capture myself.
That was fun.
Yeah. I like how you had the GoPro mounted on your chest. That was cool. It was like an Iron Man GoPro
situation. Yeah, it was. Okay, so in your perspective, when you saw me with it,
I didn't notice it at first.
You didn't? Remember? Okay.
And then I kissed it, and then it was off. So my first kiss wasn't memorable.
It got shy. It got shy. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm David Morales at Active Poet. That's where you can find me everywhere.
That's right. And I'm Tossie Alabastro at Tossie Alabastro everywhere. And this is
Art Time Job,
a support podcast for you, aspiring and working artists by us, working artists. Yeah. And yesterday, I feel like both of us were working.
Yes, we were.
On and employing two different types of skills, I guess.
Totally.
So yeah, this episode, for those of you who are listening, watching, we're going to be talking about investing in new skills, and specifically at the
height of the pandemonium,
the pandeleche. I don't think we can say it. I feel like when you say the parabola, I feel like the secret algorithm police comes and gets you.
Yeah. We're not gonna say the word, but the Panda Express.
Panda Express.
Y'all know.
I've heard that said somewhere. Yeah, I forget. Yeah. I like it though.
On TikTok, there was always fun people just being like, All right, this weekend.
Yeah. Something.
The Panera Bread. They just always say different stuff, but we always
different people. Pandemonium is good.
Yeah.
I did a show called Pandemonium.
Did you?
Yeah, oddly enough, it was a kid's play. But the whole idea is that the someone had opened Pandora's box.
Oh, you can't close that.
No, you can't. And then all like the sort of malevolent, is that the word? Where it's kind of evil? What, one of those words.
Maleficent?
Must have been malevolent because that's the
malevolent.
Fairy tale folk creatures come out and they kind of wreak havoc. And
were so you one of them?
I was. Who I was El Chupa, El Chuyachaki.
Oh, they're about to say El Chupacabra.
No, that was a Brazilian. I think it was a Brazilian folk character.
Oh, nice.
It's been so long. It's been like 20 years now.
Nice.
Yeah. Do you know Bizachin by any chance?
It sounds super familiar. Bizachin.
Oh, he was at that reading with you at... maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. Anyway.
The name's hella familiar. If you put a face in front of me, I'll be like, oh!
Yeah.
I hate that I do that. My brain sucks with faces and names.
Mine sucks with lyrics and album titles and movie titles.
Like, oh, when we do quotes and stuff like that?
Yeah, like it doesn't retain. Except for the things that were like R&B stuff in the 90s. And that's it. But like any news things, I'm like, I'm sorry, I couldn't tell you. And I don't know if it's because there was more free time and I was less distracted back then. So, you know, you
can make a deeper dive into the film rather than... Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're thinking about multiple things while you're watching a film or...
Yeah, and I think there was a physical act connected to it, right? So like VHS, what would you have to do after?
You got
to
rewind it.
That's right. And sometimes...
Not even after, before.
Yeah.
That was the worst opening before. You're like...
That's why they're like, please be kind.
Rewind.
That's right.
Great movie.
I haven't seen that one.
That one you would enjoy so much.
Really?
Mos Def and Jack Black are just at this rental place, and then Jack Black becomes magnetized and accidentally wipes out all the movies. So they have to make all these movies over again, just those two.
Yo, I remember the trailer for this.
It's so good.
What?
It's so good.
Okay, I gotta write that down.
Yeah, write it down.
Be kind, rewind.
Everyone who is listening and not watching, I am watching Tossie write this down.
Because if I don't, it's never going to stick.
Never.
Be kind. I remember the poster. I remember seeing the trailer. I didn't know who Jack Black was at that point.
I think he already did No, maybe this is before school rock.
And Mos Def, I knew from music, but didn't realize he had also had a performing arts background.
He's a good actor.
He's so good. I love him in Hitchhiker's Guide.
Yeah, he's great in that.
Terrific.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that character is just odd enough that you don't know how much to trust him,
mm-hmm.
but kind enough that you kind of invest.
Yep.
And you're like, this guy. Yeah. This is how he gets around. Because he's...
There's also like a movie that's really popular in Black Hollywood called Brown Sugar.
I haven't seen that one.
He's good. It's good.
He's in that one?
He's a rapper, like a trying to be signed rapper, and it's really funny. He's great. He's
man.
Great
in that one.
But Mos Def, that's a... We can talk about that later. Well, this is
he's also multidisciplinary.
Yeah, he is.
So.
Yeah, he is.
Which we're going to get into.
While this is on my mind, mm-hmm. before we get into the panic attack, anything but it. Interesting conversation we had with that guy on the street.
Oh my god! Yeah, I know you're. It was funny.
I checked out.
I know. I looked over to you. So for context out there, listening, watching yesterday, like I said, I met up with David on the street. Like that rarely happens because we're kind of usually in two different places. Go.
And he randomly texted me, "What are you cooking?" I was like, "Busy." But I'm going here, and he was like, "I'm also going there." I was like, "You want to get food before?" So we got tacos, and then we ran into
as we were waiting for his next thing.
Yeah,
this perfect stranger on the street.
Perfect.
Asks us. I mean, you know, here's the thing. I commend this person for stopping and asking about something.
Yeah,
like
me too.
That's a big thing, right? Like, and I could tell he's not, that's not a normal thing, I feel like, but he was curious enough. And he asked us, we were standing outside of San Jose Stage. So he asked us what this building was for. And we generously explained to him. And maybe it's that part of me that was like, I want to get as many people into the theater, into the art.
I was right there with you in the beginning.
Yeah. I love that. At the beginning. So clearly there's an ending here.
Towards the middle too. And then, keep on.
Well, he got.
Yeah.
The conversation ebbed and flowed. Then started to kind of wane when we left the subject of theater. Maybe that's my bad because I kept asking questions.
Well, he also didn't get the social cue of like, we answered your question.
Yeah.
I think he just wanted to talk to people at that point.
I think so.
Yeah.
He'd been storing it up. This person was bouldering before this conversation, apparently, because there's a bouldering place nearby.
Yeah.
And
that's funny.
Maybe he'd, you know, you exercise and you're on your mind.
Yeah.
And
you
need a release.
That's super funny.
Yeah. And so as he's like chatting us up, we broached the topic of anime.
Yeah.
And this guy perked up. And I'm like, okay.
But he first said like, oh, I need to get back to reality. I'm done with anime. Like, I just got to feel the world. And I was like, oh. And then Tossie was talking about social media. He's like, I'm not on any of that stuff. And he kept on making like crying emojis. Then we started talking about anime.
Yeah.
And then he was like, nothing's good anymore. And I was like, oh, man.
Maybe that's why he left in the beginning. Maybe it wasn't even like a choice of I need to get out because for my well-being, it's I need to get out because all this anime sucks.
Yeah. He had such strong opinions about it.
So strong. I mean, you like to see passionate people, right? But at the same time, how, like, the manner in which he navigated that conversation with the both of us when we had, Dav and I also have differing opinions from each other about anime and I haven't seen a lot, right? And this guy got so passionate that it almost felt like he was on the defensive for whatever we said about anime. When at the end of the day, for me, the more people that's exposed to it and the more people that want to watch it, regardless of its quality, is a good thing anyway.
Yeah, it's a win.
It's a super win.
It's a win, especially me. I was like a kid who loved Dragon Ball Z when I was younger, but only had like two friends that I could share this with because it wasn't cool to like it. So I was like a closeted anime superhero guy. Like watching these cartoon shows, when everyone's like, "You still watch cartoons?" I was like, "Well, it's not cartoons. It's like animated." And I was like,
"Can I ask you a personal question,
please?"
Please. What do you think of the word blurred?
Like blurred lines?
No, B-L-E-R-D.
Never heard of that.
You've never heard of this word?
No, blurred.
Yeah,
is that something you call somebody a blurred?
Well, there are other black creators who are nerds and.
A blurred?
Yes, and I've seen hashtags, and I've seen self-proclaimed, like, I'm a blurred. I'll have to dig them up for you.
That word don't even sound cool. I love us black nerds, but blurred? That's the best we can come up with? Word. I'm a blurred. God damn
it. Hey, there's a lot of things that rhyme with it, so maybe you'll now that it's in your brain.
Well, shit, I am a blurred. God damn it.
Okay, okay.
Why'd you give me a...
I don't know. I thought you knew.
You put me in a box.
This is
you
why...
You set me up. You set me up for this.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I said, can I ask you a personal question?
I'm gonna make David a blurred. Let me just, we're talking about anime. You planted that guy on the street yesterday, huh?
Wow, the long game for this episode. Holy cow, can you imagine? That'd be so funny. That's
what type of supervillain Tossy is. Yeah, what are you cooking today? You never text me what we're doing. What am I doing on a day that we're not seeing each other?
All right, let's not laughing for our viewers here, but
the blurred.
That's so funny. No, I text you. I'll text people that when I know I'm leaving the house.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. Well, now you know. And now everybody knows that that's the way I operate. If I'm leaving the house and I'm not going to a specific thing and I'm, you know, kind of like on a time frame rather than a direct time thing, then yeah, I'll text people who are kind of out and about that I know that are out and about. Mm-hmm. So I texted you. I texted Jeffrey because I knew he was going to be in that area.
Yeah.
I texted one more other person. Who did I text? Keenan, I think.
Okay.
Because he's sometimes at Higher Fire across the street.
Nice.
For those of you who don't know, Higher Fire is a pottery spot.
I had a feeling.
Yeah. So I think he's an instructor there.
Oh, no.
Which, again, I think just before the... I mean, and he can clarify this at some point. Just before the... Panty raids.
Nice.
I like wow. He'd already gotten into kind of like an interest in pottery. Mm-hmm. But I think that downtime helped kind of speed up the interest and the practice. Right. So like he's selling stuff. I have a couple of his things. They're really high quality. And he'll take custom orders too.
Oh, nice.
So if like you like tea, you like your, you know, your mugs or bowls a certain way. I'll take those. We're not sponsored, by the way. Keenan.
No, shout out Keenan. But shout I'm trying to have like a little ghost moment. I'm trying to go on a date and be like, Keenan, how do I do this?
You could probably ask him.
Yeah.
He has a wheel at his house.
That's what I'm saying.
He's the man. I mean, Oh, wow. If he sells private backyard dates, candlelit.
Hey, yo.
Keenan, we got something for you. Airbnb style, but it's like a private experience.
Yeah. We got people who can sing like opera in the back. I don't know if opera's the what you want. You need some just ambient music. Yeah. Say your violin and a ghost.
Yeah, it's for October.
Hire Tossy Albasho for
I'll do it all.
Speaking of this is a great segue into what we came to talk about today, which is all the other skills.
We're not talking about ghosts?
No.
Okay.
the tool belt of Mr. Tossy Albasho and David Morales.
That's right.
Especially when we were speaking of what happened in the pantomime.
It's a lot of things that happened.
There's a lot. But like you personally, what did you do during that time? I remember, hold on, before we get there.
Sure.
For what you did, do you remember we were at your other office at Local Color?
Oh, yeah.
And I found out, because I was in Gloria at ACT at the time, understudying, I found out my put-in rehearsal was getting canceled because that weekend I was supposed to go on.
Oh, yes.
Because of the pants. That's it. That's
pants off.
The pants off. The Pentagon.
The Pentagon? Pentagons? Okay, yeah, sure.
Because of that, and because of that, you and I made like a TikTok that day. Just joking around.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh,
like,
wow. Oh,
what did we do in this? Oh, we had Corona time. And we like did like a little like TikTok dance.
Yeah, like, I don't remember that. Interesting. Was it really?
Yeah. That was at least the first day for me. It was like March 14th.
Did that get a good hit? I don't even know.
No.
Okay.
But we tried. That's
sure. I mean, that's.
So what did you do during
the Panzer raid?
Yeah.
For those of you who are like, what are you talking about? We're talking about the moments in 2020 post or before the post-vaccine era.
Yeah.
In which everybody was locked down and had to quarantine and do their own thing. What did I do? I think I celebrated for I'm laughing at it now because there's some time since that moment. Yeah, but yeah. I think you I can really all
smile for a second.
Yeah. I legit rejoiced in how quiet everything was. And how unlike on the news, outside of the, you know, the terribleness of it, the shots of like the different freeways and the mountain, like LA experiencing the cleanest weather it had ever had in like however many decades. Like those things for me put the world in an interesting perspective of like, yeah, we're overcrowded. Humans make interesting decisions that are not always good for nature. And I'm, by the way, I'm not a huge nature person, meaning like I don't go on like daily hikes or.
Yeah, I don't like nature either. Keep going. I mean, I respect Mother Earth, but like I'm allergic to trees and stuff. So like allergies don't like me. Keep going.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. That's fair. And yeah, and so I think there was that joy in that collectively we were not, I mean, I think for all intents and purposes forced to slow down. Mm-hmm. But I also think to some degree it gave permission for a lot of people to slow down.
Yeah.
Like it's a mindset thing, right? So on my end, I was sort of happy for the first 3 months because I was like, I don't have to worry about rent because that's sort of being taken care of, the government slash all the things that came with that. But also like, whoa, you know, when you wake up on a Saturday morning and you're like, you have the whole day.
Yeah.
That's how I felt for 3 months.
Yeah.
And that for me, I think we talked about it in a different episode, like the sense of boredom. I was so excited. I was like, I'm so excited to be bored.
Me too.
Meanwhile, I think a couple of people around me were not in that same boat. So it was, you know, it was just, I had to kind of keep it a silent joy for myself and like,
kind of
nastiness kind of get into as far as art.
Especially, you know, there was a lot of things going on in the world and we're not shedding any like harm to anybody who experienced any like health problems during this time.
Yeah.
And obviously this was a panoramic thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, it honestly felt like, you know, when you're in school and you're just like, oh, I just want a couple more hours. Like if I only had time and I could only stop time, I could do this. Mm-hmm. I felt like everyone manifested this for like 10 years and it finally happened.
Oh,
like,
wow. Yeah.
That's everyone's manifestation right there.
Uh-huh.
Also, there's a comedian who was talking about, I don't know who, if you guys know, please link them below, give them their credit. But he was talking about, you know, in the pandemic, I found out I'm a liar. He's like, all these years I said, if I had time, I'm gonna learn Spanish. I'm gonna do all this. I had 2 years, I didn't do nothing.
I was like, well, no. So he learned. He was a liar. That's a huge.
It was a good joke.
Hilarious. That was like, a good joke.
All of us saying, "What will you do?" But I do loved the fact of being bored. It brought me down to the core of like, if I have nothing to do, what am I gonna do? And what did I do? I created so many TikToks. I was just like, I'm gonna have fun.
You have a catalog, man.
Man, I've been trying to download all my content.
Good luck,
man. It's been taking me days because I go on 3-hour binges, and I'm like,
yeah.
Shout out me, but like, why?
Just quietly toiling away, downloading goodness. Stuff. Is there a way to like select all and download, or do you have to go through each one?
But if you want to remove the watermark, you have to go. Oh. Yeah, TikTok so, smart. Yeah.
Wow, you need to figure out automation.
Yeah, or I could just pay somebody to do it. But you know what? I am just doing it myself. By the time you guys watch this, it will be done.
Oh, that's good. I'll give you applause.
Thank
for
you.
That.
Thank you. Give me the
that's
awesome. For when
yeah, that's a lot, man.
It is. But I also wanted to say, you and I have heard throughout our whole career, just do one thing, have a plan A.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, out of like our circle, you and I were some of the people who I feel like made the best use of the time that was, you know, pasta's.
Yo, I learned how to make pasta.
Did you?
I learned how to make bread.
Yeah. I was more talking about with our creative endeavors.
Here's the thing. Before anyone goes, oh yeah, Toss is just one of those people that made bread during the pandemic.
Yeah.
I don't jump on a bandwagon.
Didn't
quickly.
You get like a starter during this time?
Well, yeah, I had a living start. No, but I did it at the end. Like literally 2021 at that point. End of 2021, I was like, okay, everybody's quiet down about the bread. It's my turn. Because I don't like when everybody's doing it and I'm doing it. There's something.
I do that with shows all the time. I let the hype go down.
Yes.
Like I just got on Ted Lasso. Me and you were talking about this.
Yeah. Same boat. I let the hype go down.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let me approach this on a level.
Yeah.
Enthusiasm, right?
Unfortunately, we can't do that with theater, but like, because it's like, it's
the show's
it's
done,
air and gone yeah. within a day.
The show's hot right now. Oh, it's closed.
What? It's closed.
It's like an avocado.
It's sold out. What? Oh man,
a theater is like the avocado of the art world.
Oh, it is.
You better go when it's ready.
Yeah, or else you get a brown avocado. Nothing wrong with brown, but like in the avocado.
Can you
world.
Do anything with brown avocados?
Avocado bread.
Oh yeah, okay.
I don't know. I don't know if that's how you make avocado bread. I was just thinking of banana.
I accept it. Yeah. But yeah, that's true. Banana bread, you need it brown, so it's super sweet. Yeah. I hope you learned something today, chat. Yeah. Oh, chat! Whoa!
We got a chat.
That's my habit from live streaming so much.
Yeah, because that's something that you were doing.
Weird. We didn't plan this, y'all. It just kind of happened. When I'm in a role talking and I get a sense that there's maybe people listening, I just say chat. Because I did live streaming on Twitch for, I mean, I don't know, 10, 7 years maybe? I don't say 10. 10 feels like a long time, but long enough that I developed these habits of like addressing potential listeners or watchers. And that came in really handy during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
Whoa, you said the word. There was one rule this game, bro. One rule this game.
Whoever's editing this, please bleep that out.
Yeah.
And set my counter back to zero. It was during the
part-time job. Keep going.
Pasta Pomodoro.
Yeah, thank you.
Basically, leveraging the skills and kind of the connects from the live streaming world into helping our local theater arts programs get their work online. Mm-hmm. And that ranged from anywhere from helping out our friends over at the Bay Area Theater Cypher, of which you are a part of. You know, they wanted to explore that. I think that was part of their exploration too. Like, what could it be like if we, you know, put on like hip hop shows / freestyle sessions online? I'm like, by virtue, it sounds great. But by technology, we're not quite there yet to get everybody in the pocket, right?
Of course, like syncing audio to like playing audio to like no delay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, everybody's in the same pocket. You know what I mean? Like, or they can hear the, because nothing worse than like you're on the
beat.
No, you're not.
No, you're not.
You're like, just unplug your Wi-Fi. But I got written up in the newspaper, SF Chronicle, which was a cool thing about just helping out. I guess being of service. I didn't have really a strong game plan, and in fact, there was another organization, Transcendence Streaming, I believe what they're called. I'll have to look it up or provide it because they're awesome. And this is me promoting them because I think what I was doing with my work, they were starting, and where they are now is a legit business. And I think if I was more invested in that / wasn't burned out / that was really what I wanted to do, mine would probably have gone in a similar model, but they provide services for like folks like nationwide now, wherein they can customize the basically kind of stuff that I was doing, which is customizing the overlays, creating a package for the client so that can be like, if you want to stream this, you can. Here's your package, right?
That's sick.
And this is something that existed in the live streaming world separate of theater.
Yeah.
So for theater artists to see that and go, whoa, that's here. I'm like, it's been here.
Was it also something before the Panama Canal?
It was, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, which part?
The theater package. The live stream package.
Yes, the live stream package existed long before that. Someone figured out like, oh, you could do customized overlays. Well, people like to personalize stuff, right? Okay. And if you're a live streamer, you want to personalize your business. So yeah, they, you know, that thing you were saying of make the party. Invite everyone.
Yep.
So yeah, there were a bunch of companies early days of live streaming. They created these streamer packages. So they design your overlay, you know, they made, and then they invited big streamers to be like, hey, would you like us to provide you with like your alerts, your badges, you know, all the things that you would typically maybe hire an artist to do. They had their own little company of artists.
Man, it pays to be an early adopter. Man,
bro. Well, and seeing where there's an opportunity, I think that was the thing, right? Because I don't always think about that because I have if I'm creative enough, I can decide, I can do it myself. Mm-hmm. So it never occurred to me to be like, oh, what if I start a business and hire or started a business with like two other artists, and they all they do is design the overlays, and I'll do the front facing part and talk to customers.
Yeah,
right. Like that didn't ever occur to me because it's not a big passion of mine.
Is that something that you thought about, like different streams of revenue or different like ways you can expand? Like you and I, we were talking about plan A, plan B,
yeah,
plan C, you know, what people have, but it seems like you and I both have a bunch of plan A's.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Is that something you thought about during the peppercorn?
Which, by the way, San Jose has plenty of.
Yeah.
No, not really. Like to start a business.
Well, you were saying you like saw different opportunities. Like, oh, if I hired somebody, like here's an opportunity that I could. Like, I think you and I are idea people. Like, I'm an idea person. Like, oh, I could do that. But I'm like, do I want to? Not really.
Yeah.
I think of like how much time to put into that.
But yeah.
I also think of like what I really want to put my time into. I'm like, there's a difference. I could.
Same boat. So same boat. Where
different captain.
Yeah, different captain. Captain T.
Captain D. SS Middle Johnson.
Yeah. Middle Johnson?
All these yachts look the same.
All these yachts look the same. El Capitan.
El Capitan.
She was so high then.
Yeah.
Anyway, I digress. Rush Hour 2. Or 1. 2. No, 2.
Oh. Oh,
2.
Now you speak in my language.
No, it was the same. It was the same thing where it was an interesting thought, but not enough to make me feel super invested in pursuing, right? Like the idea of, ooh, let me go ask like two other actor or artist friends. I think part of it was some of the artist friends that I had surrounding me weren't really keen on digital, like monetization.
Yeah.
Right. They were still in a very traditional, let's go to like a gallery or street fair, which, that's awesome. Like, yeah. I think if you could do both, that's even better.
Get you an artist that can do both.
and I realize a lot of the digital artist friends that I do have now, because of live streaming, they stay digital.
That's dope.
Like, they, from what I've noticed, they have no sense of, like, going out into the community. So, pros and cons. You know, because on one hand, I'm like,
that's not dope.
Yeah, you take it back. You take it back. It's so funny. Yeah, because it's like no one in the community knows them, but yet they're known on an online community.
Yeah.
So this is maybe a topic for a different day, but it's in that weird conflict area in my mind of like, think globally, work locally.
Ooh, baby.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, can you say that again?
And I'm butchering it because it's something I've heard before. Nope. Think globally, work locally.
Baby.
Like, there's a couple artists that I ran into at the Content Magazine release some time ago, and they were like selling stuff in person, really great, like high quality paintings, renderings. I went on their Instagram. They've got like 20,000 followers, and as I'm looking at comments, this is part like research, right? Like, who's engaging in this? Mm-hmm. People from all over the world.
I love that.
And you know, he's got his Instagram store. So it's beautiful to see, like, you're at this public event in our local area, in our city. It almost makes you feel like when folks say San Francisco Bay Area, okay, but San Jose is, like, the oldest city in California.
Hey, and no say one, that. Say that.
And no one, that? Yeah, and no one says San Jose Bay Area.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it's big, sports.
It's a big dog around here.
Yeah.
Followed by Oakland, followed by Vallejo.
And yeah. Each one has their own thing, right? Like, what's Oakland? The town?
The town.
Yeah.
The city.
I guess.
The tank.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, we're the tank.
So it's sports related.
Of course.
Mm. Okay. Well, that makes some sense, I guess.
But it's like you talking about like working locally, that always makes me feel like where you're from is not your only test group, but it's the best way to like get samples out there and see what quality speaks to people and what speaks to people. Cause I love the Bay Area because it is a melting pot of like a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But I also definitely love that global mindset, which is what the internet is. We can reach anybody. That's why,
oh
like,
my God, yeah.
We have no excuses these days. And I feel like during the Prego sauce,
oh no,
they're getting worse.
Yeah, they are. Am I pregnante? Have you seen
pregnante
that?
Pantalones. During that time, I felt like it was the best time for me to see that my reach could go way further than San Jose or the Bay Area. Because another, this just brought something into my head that I did early on in my career. I was really gung-ho on trying to make the Bay Area love me.
Yeah.
Trying to make my friends and everyone support me. Mm-hmm. Like, I always thrived to, or always wanted to have, like, a Bay Area song. You know, like those Too Short, yeah, whistles, Tell Me When to Go. And I couldn't make that because it wasn't me. I mean, there's a little bit of it, a little Mac Dre in there, but like, it's not me, you know?
Yeah.
Where on TikTok, when I was exploring a bunch of content, people would find me off the stuff I thought was funny. Mm. And I wasn't trying to be Bay Area. I was just being me, who right. just
happened to be
happened to have a little bass sauce yeah. in this, you know?
Bass spice.
A little bass spice, you know?
Yeah.
But I think it's cool to the fact that you and I, who have multiple disciplines, we're able to thrive in this time, mm-hmm. the big P time, you know, mm-hmm. P town.
What's up?
Whatever we want to call it. Uh-huh. Because we diversified our portfolio.
I can't help but throw the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, throw Tang. The Wu-Tang
just
up.
Dave Chappelle time. Got me up.
Wu-Tang. Because like if I would have just focused on acting, and if you just would have focused on acting, I don't know if we even had the equipment that we have today. Like, I wouldn't have a full-on music
equipment
studio.
Or skill set. Yeah.
I would not know how to record myself or, like, have good equipment to, like, transition successfully into voiceover. Like, what?
Yeah.
What?
It's that weird thing of, like, I don't know if I want to see even glimpse at what potentially could have been if I stuck with just theater, just performing arts, because it's no knock on those professionals who have made a career.
Yeah, shout out them. Shout out y'all.
Like, there was an actor who's been working long enough that he collects, like, pension from Equity. And nice. I'm like, how many shows do you, or like, you're working literally a full-time job at night kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, I don't know if I have that kind of staying power. And so I'd rather take agency over what I do know now than worry about and be anxious about the things I don't know. Yeah. So let me tackle the things I'm interested, because I know what I'm interested right now. And that might lead to more things that I'm interested, you know, expand the interest pool, basically.
Yeah, I think my overall, like, arc is to, like, entertain people. Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just trying to be like, what can make me a best storyteller in different avenues? Yeah. And I wonder if I was just to focus on, like, I just want to be the best dancer, mm-hmm. if I would have more resentment to it if it didn't work out the way I wanted to. And that's where all my marbles
a lot of people
into, you know,
experience that.
Because there's a lot of things that happen. Life happens. Injuries mm-hmm. happen. Like, you know, bills.
Pilot.
Health. Like, a lot of things in your family, like, happen that, like, pull you away from that. And if that, like, might make you have resentment towards your career. I know I've checked out of, like, music and then went harder for acting and vice versa multiple times. Mm-hmm. And I was blessed to have that.
Right.
Multiple avenues. But, like, people who don't have it and have to figure it out and make it work, shout out y'all.
Yeah.
That's just not how I'm built, you know?
Right. And coincidentally, I'm the same. So if you and I both feel that way, clearly there are, I'm sure there are many more who feel similarly. You said something, just a minute ago about your overall arc.
Yeah.
I like that. Where did you pick that up from somewhere and talk to us about that? Like, that's an interesting way to have, like, a sense of overview about yourself as a career artist.
I think recently, as I'm rereading Rich Dad Poor Dad, mm-hmm. there was him talking about your business and your profession are two different things. Mm-hmm. So my profession is, like, what I do. I'm trying to be an entertainer on the biggest scale globally.
Hey.
Go back to Tossie. that's my profession. I'm trying to entertain people. That's my service. That's what I do. But my business is actually intellectual property.
Oh.
Like, all the stuff behind copyrights, all that stuff. Like, that's what I'm trying to grow in. Mm-hmm. And the best example he has in that is, like, McDonald's, everyone thinks, is a food business, but it's the profession is food service, but they're a real estate business.
Yeah,
like, that's it, what it is. So I was like,
did you see that movie, The Founder?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you gotta see it.
I heard it's good.
It's terrific.
Oh, we're both recommending movies in this. I like this. But yeah, it just made me think of like, what, how would I categorize? Like, I could say artist, but that's very general. And like entertainment, being in entertainment is very general as well. But I'm a storyteller and I know I just want to entertain people. That's like, why do I do this? I like entertaining people.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to be a jester. I think it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to take stories home. I think stories are like the foundation of like, or the fabric of this human cloth that we're all weaved into, you know?
Right.
Woven into.
What if, maybe I've heard this somewhere, stories are currency in a broke world.
Speak on it.
Right?
That's kind of what it felt like we were in, and what were people doing? Saying we weren't essential, but still watching Netflix every
day, bro. That's right.
Come on.
Or like when people go, oh, what are you going to do with that? Like theater degree. I don't have one. BT does, for anyone out there watching. I dropped out of college, but
I just got an AA for anybody out there listening. Hey.
Plan A. Like, can we get that on a shirt? Plan, like straight font, sans serif, and then hey.
I like that.
Yeah.
Plan A.
Hey. I'm sure it exists, but
yeah. But we will make one too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how have things for you post personnel key.
Yeah. Post personnel key. I think they've given me more clarity than ever because I took the time I really needed to like read more. I've definitely got my financial side up and running that I've been like dreading.
Whoa, I'm so proud of you, man.
Thank you. He's the one who recommended me the books.
And here I'm playing catch up still. Yeah. But that, you know, that's my life. I'm a weaver. I'm a advocator.
But in that sense, you're kind of a mentor in that way, like, and I passed you in that hurdle, but now you have somebody to bounce off, like, what'd you learn from that? Be like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm a talking book now.
Oh, good, good. So it works out. Yeah. This is my long-term plan. Good also.
Job. Hey, read this. Would you like it? Tell me about it.
Hey, in the same way that people listen to audiobooks, I'm just gonna listen to David books.
Yeah, yeah. I got you.
Dav books.
I realize the importance of the digital marketing side, and what else did I learn during this time? I want to get back out there in the community. Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking about somebody just being on digital. I realize how important it is to be in the community, and I took such a long time to get back in the theater and get back performing, and I'm finally there, and it feels good. And I miss people, and I miss creating with people. Mm-hmm. And I think I had to step away from it, not just be like, I want the result, and be like, why do I love doing this? I love being in a room with my fellow collaborators, and I love creating stuff. And like, how do I now make the business of it? Because now I'm like, people hit me up all the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want to do my social media? I'll pay you to do social media. I'm like, yes, I was doing it for me. And it's funny how when you start doing things for you, people want that as well for them. You know, I was talking to my boy the other day, and I said this in a quote with him, and he was like, or in a conversation with him, he was like, I need that quote. And what it was is like, when you work for you, people will work for it.
Oh,
you know, or when you,
that's good.
I think it was, when you work for you, people will want to work for you. Something like that. The concept is nobody wants to get on a train that's stalling, but everyone wants to get on a moving train.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. That's the kind of stuff that I'd like deep dive into, like human behavior. Like, why do we do that? Is it a survival thing? Is it that we recognize leaders and are willing to invest in leaders if we see something of ourselves and our ambition in them?
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe they just love using the momentum. It's like, oh, maybe that'll just be what I need.
Birds do it.
Do they?
Yeah. Why do you think they fly in a V? Because they're using the lead bird creates the, I don't know what the term is, but like, they create the airflow so that the other birds can also continue.
What?
Yeah, that's what makes it efficient for some of the birds that migrate. I don't know how they figured this out, like bird-wise. Obviously, not every bird's like that, right? But like migratory birds, that's the reason they flying V, baby.
Whoever came up with bird brain, well, that is a positive thing now.
I mean, that's why there's so much research in car development. Because they need to research animals. Because you find the beauty of nature, or like nature provides. Yeah. Even like animals underwater. Like, why do they move so fast? And it doesn't even look like they're doing very much.
Yeah.
Right? Like, yeah. little tail flip, and yeah. suddenly they're 30 feet. Like, what? How? Yeah. How?
How?
That's the, you know, dynamics.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What about you?
I think you could talk about that as far as, like, how arts in kind of its own way can create efficiency in other arts. Meaning,
what you mean by
because that? You and I are somewhat versed in public speaking, right? You and I can have no problem speaking to a public.
I don't generally. Know about no problem.
Well, I mean,
I like to prepare and I like to rehearse. But like, if I yes. have, if you give me a mic, I will. I'm fine with it.
You'll do, yeah, exactly. I'm the same way. And I think that then feeds into other parts of our artistic life, mm-hmm. in some way, right? Because those are the disciplines that we've created. That we then know how to transpose into other art stuff. That's all I'm saying is that they're all related. So,
yeah. Would you, what would you say? You took any big leaps during the.
Well, this just means post-vaccine.
Yeah.
Post-vaccine specifically, because during the time, during 2020, no, I think I was just enjoying like everybody slowing down. I did get burned out of the live streaming stuff, but big leaps happened a little bit afterwards where, I mean, I joined Equity. That's one.
Ooh,
that's a big yeah. leap, right? That's a big career leap.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Thank you. And one, I felt like I was ready for it. Both the challenge of like, I'm going to be auditioning with some really high caliber folks generally.
Yeah.
Not to say that there aren't any high caliber people who are not in Equity. They just decided not to join.
It's just a level of commitment.
Don't get my words twisted.
Get them twisted.
It is just a level. If it is that level of commitment. Like,
yeah,
what do you do when you're not working? Like, you can't just do a regular. Yeah. You can't do a non-contractual work.
For those who don't know, is it 50 weeks you have to work to get health insurance? Or what is it? Like 30 weeks? Or
no,
something
it's
like?
More. Yeah, it's like 50 something. 52?
Wait, 52 no. is a whole year. I think it's like 30 weeks you have to work to yeah. get health insurance.
Let's just say 49 for a cool number.
What? That's 3 weeks off in the whole like, year? What? No way.
Yeah, well, hold
you
my
book that.
It's something. 45. I feel like I should know this, right?
He should since he is.
Let's cut equity. This part.
Can you figure out? Put it on the screen so everyone can see.
Yeah, knowledge for all.
Yeah, I think I'm going to guess 40 weeks.
Sure.
40 weeks that you have to work to get health insurance. So, like, if you're an Equity actor, like, you have to stay busy. Mm-hmm. Also, on the same schedule, you have to, me being SAG, like, I have to earn $30,000 in SAG mm-hmm. doing SAG jobs for me to get health insurance.
Oh, it's money based.
It's money based.
Oh, interesting. Not time at all.
Money.
Oh, I guess because some gigs will pay for you to just do, like, a shorter amount of work versus,
yeah.
say, like a film project that could maybe be 3 months.
Yeah, I can get a okay. national commercial and that could pay.
By everything. The way, yes, let's pay you some flowers here. Congratulations on that McDonald's national thank commercial. That was beautiful.
It wasn't national. People are thinking it's national because it's McDonald's. It was just on Twitch. It was a social media one, but hey, I'll take it.
Twitch is global.
Hey, you better say that.
Twitch is global.
Yeah, you heard it. It's global.
It's global.
Hey, Twitch is global.
You heard I don't remember where I was, but I was on Twitch watching. I was showing one of the things that you'd worked on, I think. I don't remember what it was, but a friend of mine that's a supporter from the Netherlands had seen it.
Oh.
Like, it had programmed there.
That's
so
dope. Worldwide, baby.
Worldwide. Prestige worldwide.
Okay, Step Bros, I see you.
Hey.
That's like another thing that also helped me during the pandemic was the fact that managers and agents were more willing to sign people who weren't based where they were
mm-hmm.
because of self-tapes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, we can talk about auditions in a different episode, but I like self-tapes. I know a lot of people love being in the room. I love trying to win the room too and like connecting with people because you and I are both personable people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love self-tapes.
Mm.
So if I can watch it back, I know we'll talk about that in a different
episode. I don't watch mine back.
I do.
I analyze. I say that flippantly.
I watch.
Do you really?
Back. Yeah. Well, I gotta edit them. You know.
Well, that's like, true. That's true.
But yeah, self tapes definitely helped me take a big leap in my career, and like more people be like, "Yeah, I'll sign you." You know, you don't have to be here.
I like your setup, by the way.
Thanks.
For those of you who don't know, it's a nice setup.
Thanks.
I don't want to reveal the wall secret.
And a ring light. That's it, baby.
No, but it's the wall doesn't move, right?
So the wall doesn't move, baby.
Yeah. So that alone. Is a time saver.
Yeah, it is.
Like I literally when Dav got here today, I had my self tape thing up. For those of you who are listening, not watching, you know, I've got my gray, 15% gray in the background as a backdrop. And it's huge. So I have to, it's just in, you know, the hallway right now and not folded. Because I don't know if I'll get another auditions this week or something. So I'm like, I better not fold it yet.
We're hoping he does. Callbacks.
Yeah, we'll see. But yeah, I'm on the same boat. I like, I can do well in person, but also like self-tape's fine. Mm-hmm. I like the option.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Me too.
So would you say that these new skills or newly harnessed skills throughout that you picked up during the prosciutto. Yep.
Prosciutto.
Have really elevated your artistry? Yes. Or your artist self.
Yes. Nice. I needed the time to not worry about financial stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I always used to think about, like, what's going to happen when I get all this money? Oh, I'm going to make sure my family and everyone's okay, which I do plan to do. But I know in any sense of self-care, you have to take care of yourself first and make sure, you know, you're invested and you're diverse with all your money. And you have to realize you've worked for this. You put in all these years, you're kind of paying back yourself for all the years that you were broke, that we were broke artists first.
Yeah.
But I needed that time to get right with what I want to do. Like, what if I was gone today? That sounds morbid, but you know,
I've been thinking about it.
Oh, well, we're right there with each other. But this posture alignment that we had, I'm trying to use that for the word.
Love it.
Yeah, I switched it. Made me realize, like, if I was gone today, like, what is the art I'm leaving behind that I'm in control of? Like, obviously, a lot of the gigs we do, we're not in control of, like, film.
And what people commercial. Say about you.
Yeah, but, like, what I can control, like, what do I want to say and what do I want to do? So it's been helping me as an artist get more aligned with what I wanted to do.
I mean, I'd say you're living out your artistic potential.
Thank you.
To the fullest as you're pushing.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, and I have a lot of things up my sleeve, and I made a lot of music that I'm proud of that I haven't released yet. Maybe it's out by the time you guys are listening to this. Mm-hmm. You can find my music everywhere at Active Poet. But yeah, I'm getting organized, seeing what I want to do, and studying people. That's something I never used to do.
Yeah,
but
like,
I had the time to. And catch up on shows, bro. I caught up on a heck of shows.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I know. Odd enough, I didn't do a whole lot of that I can recall. Like, I didn't purposely sit down and watch a bunch of shows.
I did.
I tend to do. That's good. I'm just going to say it for Jeffrey. We'll bring it up at some point. Jeffrey Lowe, for those of you who don't know, is a director, a busy director.
Yeah, shout out J-Lowe.
because I was live streaming a lot.
Yeah.
And he'd be working from home. He'd pop in the live stream occasionally, and I'd be like a co-working buddy, right? But what was funny was how many games, even though I was live streaming as the gamer, how many games he actually finished.
Oh, that's great.
It was impressive. That's great. I was like low-key kind of jealous. Like, how did you beat all those games? Like, that's amazing.
Time, baby.
Yeah, I just think I was like, well, those are all those stories that you finished.
But he was also, shout out Jeffrey, was like writing like a play a day or something like that. He had like a little competition with himself, like short stories every day.
That might have been before the...
Really?
Yeah, just before.
Oh. Well.
But I don't know.
I don't know. The time blurs, you know.
Yeah. It's been. Did we talk about your crazy leaps?
Yeah. Artistic.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I also got in shape. I got in hella good shape.
Did you?
That time. Yeah. Okay. I was training my mom. There's like videos on my TikTok and stuff.
Yeah.
Me and my mom every day. She hated it, but she loved it. I was like, Mom, get up. This is what we're doing today. Like,
she had to hang out. Yeah.
But that didn't last because like after like 6 months, I was like, oh, I'm sick of just working out in my hallway all the time.
Yeah. But you kind of had to change it up.
It was good. I got great results after, you know, doing just a bunch of calisthenics.
I was going to say like calisthenics.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And Amazon, you know, shipped the stuff I needed. I was like, I need dumbbells. I need stuffs, you know. Because we didn't know how long it was going to last. We don't know how long this.
True.
We're still here.
Yeah.
We're still here.
I'm totally unrelated, or sort of related to your thing. I really want to get those dumbbells that you can kind of shift the weight.
The ones I got.
Are they good?
They're great.
Oh, okay.
They do exactly what you want.
Man.
I got to get some.
I got to start investing in these cameras.
maybe if you donate below, the link below, you can help Tossie get some of those, you know? Hey,
I think it's like $500.
Help your boys. Hey. There are some cheaper than that. And depending on how much you guys help with the Patreon and everything you guys want to do supporting us, maybe get some of our merch that we're not wearing currently because when we shot this, we didn't have it. But it's there now.
I can't let Dow do all the heavy lifting. Come on, you guys got to.
Yeah, let him lift some weights while I create some merch for us, baby.
By the way, Oh, go ahead. Where can they find you?
Oh, yeah. I was going to the same way. I love this. To remind y'all, I'm David Morales. You can find me everywhere at Active Poet.
And my name is Tossie Alabastro, and you can find me everywhere at Tossie Alabastro. And this has been Art Time Job.
Reminding you to make time for your art, because art saves the world.
The world!